Anna Politkovskaya was a reporter and human rights activist who is highly critical of the war in Chechnya. Last week, she was found dead in the elevator of her apartment building in central Moscow, shot in the head at close range. Hers is the latest in a string of contract killings of Russian journalists over the past decade. No one, including colleagues at her newspaper Novaya Gazeta, knows who killed her or why, but few doubt it had something to do with her work. For years, she has doggedly tracked human rights abuses by pro-Kremlin forces in the province of Chechnya. Many of her colleagues say that her death has cast a pall over independent journalism in Moscow, but Boris Kargalitsky, a writer and director of the Institute of Globalization Studies in Moscow, says that actually her death may have had the opposite effect.
Quite a lot of people started speaking aloud and discussing certain topics they didn't discuss before. So I think people started feeling a kind of shame.
When you say that they're discussing topics that they haven't discussed before, what are you talking about?
Well, let's have one example. Today, we have a terrible problem with the Georgian population in Russia, which is now becoming victimized by Russian police, including those who are Russian citizens. Before Anna's death, pro-government media paid very little attention to these actions of the authorities. And now it is reporting these things, and I think that will be a very important change because some of these practices will stop.
Do you feel that they were shamed by the mourners thronging the streets for Anna Politkovskaya?
Yes, exactly so. Because just the day after Anna Politkovskaya was killed, there was a rally to protest against discrimination of ethnic Georgians. And among those people who showed up, I've seen some professional journalists who were actually working for pro-governmental publications, and they came to join the rally.
What about the political climate in general? Politkovskaya is the 13th journalist to be killed in this way since 2000, and that's 2 years since Putin became president. You were imprisoned under Brezhnev and under Yeltsin. You haven't been imprisoned under Putin.
Fortunately, not yet.
Do you see the situation as a return to fascism, as some in your own press have said?
Well, no, I don't agree with that. Let me say, I think that Politkovskaya was not killed as a journalist, but she was killed first of all as a human rights activist who was involved in organizing human rights movement. When, as a journalist, you just keep writing, you just keep publishing articles, you can feel quite safe because nothing changes. It's absolutely contrary to the general logic of Russian politics to kill journalists because of their writings. Usually, journalists get killed in Russia because they reveal something mainly about money. You see, if you're writing that a bureaucrat named Ivan Ivanovich is stealing money, that's no problem. But when you're writing that Ivan Ivanovich has stolen money, which he had to share with Ivan Petrovich, and he didn't share that, then Ivan Ivanovich will be the person to try to kill the journalist before he publishes the article, right? So this is like a mafia thing in the United States in the 20s. And in that sense, you shouldn't say that this is politics. It is just money.
Yeah, I saw the rise of the mafia myself when I was reporting from Moscow from 1992 to 1995. But at that time, I also saw what appeared to be a flowering of independent media. There were all sorts of new magazines and newspapers and independent TV and radio stations. All that independence is gone.
Well, actually, I will not exactly agree with you because you know, when was the golden age for Russian media? There were two golden ages, which I remember myself. One was the late Soviet years, when the Soviet censorship already collapsed, and new kind of self-censorship and new mechanism of media control were not yet established, 1989 to 92 maybe. And ironically, the first 2 years of Putin were also very good for Russian media for the very same reason, so that the old Yeltsin-style mechanism of control over the media also started eroding, and the Putin-style, more kind of traditional, more kind of heavy-handed system of control was not yet in place. The very name of Politkovsky and some other names emerged in the Russian media exactly during that period from 1999 to 2001. These were the two or three years when the media was more or less free, or at least the journalists were able to deliver their own voices to the public.
As you suggest, Anna Politkovskaya was a human rights activist, and it was because she actually was having an impact that she was killed. Did you anticipate that this would happen eventually?
Well, you know, I was afraid of her being killed in Chechnya. And I discussed it with her, and I asked her whether she was afraid of disappearing there. And I just remember she told me that, well, she was kind of more afraid, more scared of Moscow than of Chechnya. And I didn't take that very seriously, to be honest.
Boris, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Boris Kargalitsky is the director of the Institute of Globalization Studies. He spoke to us from Moscow.